time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 20th. We are on lunatic time today. Holidays today, real quick. It's Branded Fruit Day. Branded Fruit Day? I don't know what that means. Whatever.
Say, who the hell brands fruit?
It's yeah.
Chiquita. Well, that's more a label.
All right.
Like on a cow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like Terry Funk running around with the branding iron?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that could be it. But we do have a birthday today. Happy 60th to the bad guys, Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. Yo, it's his 60th birthday today. He looks pretty. I didn't think he was going to make it this far. So
I don't think he thought he was going to make it this far at one point.
Yeah, you know, so happy 60th. I want you to join us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for WWE Survivor Series, Sunday, November 18th. We're also celebrating our 20th year on the air on WHDK and Rochester. So come on out.
Hey, come party.
Party with us. Pay-per-view starts at 7 p.m. So get there early.
I'm sure we're going to do something special for it.
Yeah, I think so. November 3rd.
Hugs for all.
Maybe we'll get the Artiste to come back. You guys weren't all here a couple weeks ago, but Artiste called in.
For a whole segment.
Wow. Yeah, Artiste was on the road, and he figured he'd give us a call and talk a little bit. So it was really nice catching up with him, talking about the Corpus Christi Ice Rays or whatever the team is. And I really want to talk to him about being on a boat last weekend, or was it two weekends ago? But that's a story to be told another time. But nevertheless, maybe he'll show up. Maybe we can convince him to fly up to New Rochester. Not going to pay for his airfare, but he's more than welcome.
Him a loaf of garlic bread.
Yeah, that might be enough to lure him in. November 18th, that is when we're going to party like there's no tomorrow for WWE Survivor Series. You can join us November 3rd for UFC 230, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Definitely want to come out and hang out with us. It'll be a great night of UFC action, prizes and drink specials all night long. And you know what? Last week, or last time we were there for Conor McGregor, I had a lifetime supply of chapstick.
Grapefruit chapstick.
It was grapefruit chapstick. I was handing it out to anybody who wanted one, and it was kind of weird.
I'm sure we'll still have it at the next one.
Yeah, I couldn't give them all away. You know, one girl's like, I like every flavor but grapefruit, and I'm looking at it and said, that's all it's in here is grapefruit.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, so but then we were giving away buttons and t-shirts and all sorts
hats.
Of things.
Yeah, we had all sorts.
Hats, yeah, it was pretty cool. So
free hat?
Yeah. Yeah, it was for, you know, yeah, you get a bowl of soup with it, apparently. No, nevertheless, come on out, and also that November 3rd, mark it down on your calendar. It starts at 10 p.m. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 230. And interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby if you're interested in skating for the Flower City Fear or helping out. It's Flower City Fear on Facebook, FLOUR City Fear. I am the Cashman. I'm joined today by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
It's the second week in a row. We got the whole crew in here. It's like it's like the convergence of the planets.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
It does. It does happen. So welcome to the show. We got a lot of things to talk about. Last week we really addressed the crown jewel pretty big, and it doesn't seem like WWE did anything about it.
They stopped saying Saudi Arabia.
Did they?
Yeah.
So
they talked about crown jewel a whole lot, but they didn't say Saudi Arabia at all.
Interesting, because... It's, you know, the there's more and more coming out about it. And I asked, actually, after last week's show, I saw a BBC roundtable discussion on it, and I didn't realize how really a big a deal it was, you know, and it really is a huge deal. And who knows? I don't think, you know, the thing is since then, since last weekend, I've noticed some wrestlers have come out and said, you know, they should still do it.
Yeah, the wrestlers who are toting the company line and still work for the company.
Randy Orton.
JBL.
JBL. Also, Kevin Nash.
You don't change things by staying here. You change things by going over there.
Which is the exact same thing that Triple H was saying when they talked about the women not being able to go to the greatest Royal Rumble.
That's exactly what Kevin Nash said, I believe. Something like that. It was like almost that.
There is a company line.
So they've all been given talking points.
Yes. And it's like, go out and promote this. But it's like, it's still a hot topic. I mean, they definitely, you know, I don't know if it's done.
It's not done because they just admitted, I think it was yesterday, that he actually was killed there.
Really?
They admit it, but they said there was a fight and it was an accident.
Yeah, I heard that.
He accidentally cut himself up when he was alive.
Yeah.
And of course, don't see him leaving.
I hate it when I accidentally kill myself.
And then they have to, you know, cut me out into little pieces so nobody sees me getting removed from the consulate and they're in Turkey or whatever. Was it in Turkey?
Yes.
Yeah. So, well.
I hate when I go in for wedding papers and end up in a bag.
Yeah. So I'm like watching Monday thinking there's going to be any sort of influential change. Nope. It's just, you know, like you said, they just don't mention Saudi Arabia anymore, but it's still a crown jewel. In fact, if anything, they've added to the show now with this World Cup of Wrestling.
To determine the best in the world.
World Cup with wrestlers exclusively hailing from the United States.
Yeah, from the WWE.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's what kind of kills me. It's like, it's a World Cup, but, you know, if you're, you know, in a legitimate world.
Did you hear why they're doing the World Cup?
Well, I'm scared that they're jealous of the real World Cup. So.
Saudi Arabia is jealous that Qatar got the real World Cup, and they wanted to put in a bid for it, and we're not able to, so they have the World Cup of Wrestling now because of it.
Interesting.
Determine the best in the world.
222-1280 *12A is the number. You can call us at that. You can text us at that if you're
despite
shy.
Despite not having any other champions.
Yeah, you know, it kills me is that these guys dictate so much of what they want to see. It's kind of like I just saw this piece of news and I put it in the news today about how Fox Sports wants to change what SmackDown does now. And
they're going to because they're paying $1 billion.
Yeah. Can you believe I did some of these? We'll talk about
unless Vince wins the Mega Millions and then he'll have $1.6 billion that he doesn't need Fox's money anymore.
Yeah. Someone's going to win those Mega Millions. Nobody has yet. But a funny guy, Chris Long from the Philadelphia Eagles put out this video. Where he's like, he's in a mustache and sunglasses and a trench coat buying tickets. And the news reporter went up to him and started asking him about it. And he's like, oh, I'm going to buy me a boat or two and some land down in Florida. And it was really, really funny segment. If you get
well, to be fair, he has been donating all his salary in the NFL anyway.
He's a funny guy in general because he's like talking with his, because there was this whole series of clips where he's talking with his teammates. He goes, we win, we're retiring immediately. And the other guy's like, I'm not retiring. Are you kidding me? It's like, I am. Yeah, well, of course. You know, I'll go to job next time and then say, you know, find somebody else to do this. Yeah, but I wouldn't. You, of course, you immediately will get pressured to invest in the company you work in. So why don't you stick around, you know? But nevertheless, let's talk. We got a lot of wrestling to talk. I was going to talk a little bit about this Fox thing. It's kind of amazing how much they want to change about what SmackDown and the
I don't even know if they want to change it that incredibly much. They want to get rid of the comedy. And I think if they get their way, you'll see more of an NXT style program for 2 hours. And they have the talent on that show to do it. And they just got to have Triple H write it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Triple H and his team and Borash and I forgot the main guy's name down there, but the guys who take care of NXT and make it worth watching.
Definitely. And well, I mean, who's the main writer on main writer on SmackDown is the guy. He was the
Road Dogg.
It was Road Dogg and somebody else. Wasn't it Jinder's old partner there? His mouthpiece there for a while. What was his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
You know, he's the head writer. Kapoor. I know his last name is Kapoor. But he's like the one of the head writers there too as well.
Kelly Kapoor from The Office.
No, it's not Kelly Kapoor. But yeah, but Vox is dictating this, and it's like, of course. It was a year ago, or when they announced it, that it was going to change. That's what shot the WWE stock market price up.
I'm all for this change, but knowing Fox, I do not want them to put Joe Buck and Troy Aikman as my announcers. I hear enough Joe Buck as it is, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we're not going to have much crossover with their current product.
Don't worry, they said there's going to be crossover.
There'll be appearances, right? There'll be appearances by other athletes.
Well, what else does Fox do? I mean, are you going to have the WWE on the Simpsons night or something?
No, it's going to be their crossover with their sports. Because they're apparently going to do a sports block from Thursday because they got Thursday Night Football. Friday's going to be SmackDown. Saturday, I think they do baseball or
and college football.
College football.
I know they do college football. So
I can't wait to see who fights the robot.
Yeah.
That robot's going to whoop them. That robot's gotten jacked over the years.
You could do John Cena's old character, you know, the against
the prototype?
The prototype versus the robot, because he's supposedly a robot. But now
why don't you have John Cena versus the prototype and then John Cena with his new hair?
I think John Cena versus JBL for who gets to keep the hairstyle. How about that?
Hair versus hair match.
And then, you know, interesting thing, this World Cup thing, John Cena just announces he's going to be in. Everybody else has got to wrestle to get into it. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be what? It's 2 weeks from Friday for the Crown Jewel. And we have
2 weeks from yesterday, yes.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Friday. It's going to be at noon on Friday, they said. That's when you're going to be able to see it.
Well, I'll be watching it when I get out of work.
But we got Evolution.
All of us at work will be able to see it at noon.
We got Evolution, though, first, and we got to start talking about that. And why don't we take a break on that, come back, maybe talk a little bit of the Evolution build-up.
Why are we talking about it? WWE's not talking about it.
I know, really, but someone's got to talk about it. Listen, we get these terrible segments with Trish Stratus and Lita, who Trish Stratus was always a talker, but Lita...
We might have to talk a little bit about the guys that... are represented by this guy with the music, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280.
You are looking at the greatest three-man group in WWE history. And you know what? We didn't need a catchy nickname or matching tactical vests to prove it either.
Even though it's for the first time, no one wants to see the two of you bicker and argue and fight. What they want is to be entertained. You see, it's WWE, the E stands for entertainment. Well, the question is, how are we going to entertain you on SmackDown 1000? An idea?
Wait, guys, you don't need to what? He's got a hearing aid in. He can hear you tonight. It's okay. It's good. It's all good.
So, how about Dance Break?
Dance Break! Oh, Mr. McMahon read my mind!
I mean, you're the reason why Brie and I came back to compete. It made me cringe to watch you at the forefront of this evolution. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why you're here. You're nothing but a loser who doesn't deserve it.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke.
Cash, why do you hate us?
Why, you don't like, sorry.
What did we do to piss you off?
There, you know what? I hate to admit this, but one of the strongest parts of Monday Night Raw this past week was the Ronda Rousey versus Nicole and Brie Bella promo.
Do you know why that is?
Because they're giving her the A-writers.
Do you know who that A-writer is?
I'm guessing. I don't have
someone who I mentioned last week. I'd
his
like
client,
to see
Brock Lesnar, defeated The Undertaker.
Oh, Paul Heyman's been, he wrote all that?
Yes.
I loved it.
Actually, Ronda wrote her own script for her promo, but Paul Heyman's been working with her on stuff.
I've got some more of it showing up later. If I had played the intro to the show correctly, you would have heard the one where she mentions John Cena by name.
I don't know how Danny can be mad, because when the Undisputed Era music is playing, I just think of Kyle O'Reilly strumming
his guitar.
Yeah,
and let me say, that's why I haven't purchased WWE 2K19 yet, because he doesn't do that.
Oh, he doesn't?
Game.
No.
Oh, come on. No, I'm out.
Welcome back to the show.
Bobby Fish is back.
Thank you for listening. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. And Danger Boy, you left a big tease there as we went to break about someone from, that might be from maybe Ring of Honor, maybe New Japan, maybe both, maybe neither. Marty Scurll. That's what we play.
It's not even necessarily Marty Scurll. It's his group there, the Bullet Club, and how they came out. I believe it wasn't last week, and I believe it was the week before. And all posted on their Twitters about how you can buy their last ever Bullet Club shirts.
Ooh.
And it hasn't helped that Tama Tonga has been throwing fuel on that fire either on Twitter.
Tama Tonga and his dad. I saw his dad was posting things too.
And that Seth Rollins and Kenny Omega were having discussions about having a match. And Kenny Omega always said if he could not change everything about himself, he would be open to the possibility of going and wrestling AJ Styles and Seth Rollins.
Sure.
And all the guys that everybody wants to see him wrestle.
Well, he did wrestle AJ Styles. And then AJ got kicked out of the Bullet Club, right? I mean,
he jumped AJ.
Yes, he did. But and you're right, never really culminated in a match because AJ was gone.
Yeah, AJ was gone.
It was when we saw AJ. Was it that long ago? 3 years ago in Syracuse for that 2CW final show. It was like right after that. I mean, it was that weekend, I think, it was like the next weekend up.
It was a couple weeks. It was Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. But we saw him in December. So, so it was pretty wild, crazy. But, Kenny Omega, and you know what? Kenny Omega's making fine money without having to be part of a publicly traded company
fine money.
They are all. And so there's this big tease that went out a couple days ago about Chris Jericho and Jim Ross possibly starting their own Wrestling Federation, being backed by the guy who owns the Tampa Bay NFL.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, the guy who wanted to buy Wembley Stadium.
Who has more money than we can even think about.
And if that's legit, there's so many free agents out there that those guys are tight with.
Well, according to the story, there's a couple people that, the New Japan guys who we just talked about, the Bullet Club. New Japan owns the copyright on that, so if they went and started this promotion with Chris Jericho, then they wouldn't be able to use the Bullet Club name, so that would be why they have their last Bullet Club shirts.
Chris Jericho does address it. I haven't had a chance to hear the interview yet, but he did address the rumors yesterday.
I was going to say, pretty soon he's on a boat.
Yeah, he's
got to keep pushing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's sold out by now because it was up down to 15 cabins left at one point.
That's pretty impressive. Those boats are huge.
Is Austin Aries going to be on that boat?
He's been doing a lot of talk of Jericho stuff lately.
I was going to say, Austin Aries is a guy who doesn't like to touch hands with anybody.
It depends on if he's throwing a temper tantrum right now or not.
Yeah, well, I did want to bring that up, too. We're going to get to that. I think, might as well get to it now. Why not? Impact had their Bound for Glory pay-per-view this past Sunday. And it's interesting that there were some surprises. I mean, James Ellsworth showed up on the show.
Yeah, he was a fill-in for who it was supposed to originally be.
Well, he was part of one. He's like, there's a handful of guys that came out to wrestle during that segment.
It was only him. It was him and Abyss came out and beat up Eli Drake after.
Eli Drake.
But originally it was supposed to be Joey Janela.
Oh, and Joey Janela got hurt.
He trashed his knee and he's out for a year. So
yeah. Joey Janela, Eli Drake, there was a bunch of people that he ended up, just pushing aside eventually. It was an interesting pay-per-view, but if you saw Impact, give us a call, 222-1280, *1280, you can text
us. Especially the ending of the main event match.
I just want to know what it looked like, because apparently Austin Aries' contract ended with that pay-per-view with Impact.
But he was actually in the plans to be used after that. But something must have happened, because right after he took the finish, he took Starship Pain, which is the rotating moonsault thing that Johnny Mundo Morrison Impact does.
Yeah, well, you probably should call him Johnny Survivor now, because he's on that show. If you've ever watched Survivor on Thursday or when, I don't know.
So right after the pin, Austin Aries, before Johnny Impact even stands up, Austin Aries stands up, spits at him, walks over, starts yelling at Don Callis, and then walks off after giving the bird.
And give the bird as he left the ring.
Yeah.
Austin Aries always finding a bridge to burn if he can find one.
Oh, he has a malcontent.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had plans for a Monday night. He was supposed to be part of their big taping on Monday night. Obviously, that didn't happen. Wonder what it is. I mean, have you heard anything inside from this?
I have heard nothing about what the exact reason why it was yet. There's still people. I mean, there's a good portion of people who still think it's a work, and it could be. And it could be something they had planned. And they're just toting the right words and all that stuff. But I also know that Don Callis doesn't like Vince Russo stuff, and that's very Vince Russo-like.
And it seems legit. I mean, there seems like a lot of the reports I saw where they felt it ended weird,
and they didn't play it up.
Yeah, and then Monday they go and have their TV tapings, and Austin Aries has nothing to do with it, even though he was written.
And they didn't mention it at all.
They had to rewrite everything that they were planning on doing. So Austin Aries, you know, I love the guy as a wrestler. I mean, he unfortunately his diminutive stature is one of the biggest things against him when it comes to the world of pro wrestling. Honestly, I think that has a lot to do why he doesn't get pushed in the
main. Okay, but I mean, AJ Styles overcame it.
AJ Styles is even taller than he is.
Yeah. Is he shorter than AJ? Because yes. I know AJ is pretty darn short. I know that.
Austin Aries isn't much taller than Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
But he's also a jerk, unlike Rey Mysterio.
Well, he's got that Napoleon complex.
He does. And he also is a health nut. An incredible, you know, insane...
And a germaphobe.
And, you know, and I mean, and he has a higher opinion of himself than his bosses have. That's why WWE, like... He had three straight matches against the champ there in 205 and lost every single one. And then he was gone from the company.
He did that in WWE. He did that in TNA.
Impact gave him the title at one point.
He's done it in ROH. He worked himself out of ROH.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, remember he had the, the option C or whatever it was.
He invented option C.
Which was great. I mean, that was a great site. And that's why, and they gave him the belt from that. But
we were all actually really surprised when he won that title.
Yeah, he won it again, too, when he just came back recently. But he dropped it since, but...
He dropped it to Johnny Impact.
Yeah, Johnny Impact.
He was the champion until then.
So it's like, it's kind of like trying to weigh out, you know... I see, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and it's like, I don't know if I should broach the subject and just ask him, you know, like in a message or something.
You would get blocked instantly.
Probably.
I can guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm guessing that may have, but, I mean, he's a man built for the world of pro wrestling. He was this Ring of Honor champion when I first started watching Ring of Honor. You know, he was, a pretty big deal, you know.
Last I knew, he was collecting championships, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's since ended.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, of course, you know, it's only wise for Impact to give it to a guy who's on network TV every week. You know, it makes sense that the guy who's their champ is also happens to be on the Survivor show, you know. And
I saw him on Lucha Underground this week, too.
He was on Lucha? Johnny Mundo?
Yes.
He's everywhere.
There's a lot of guys who... Apparently, Lucha has opened up their contracts allowing people to work everywhere else.
Everywhere but WWE.
Yeah. And WWE wants some of those guys, too. I mean, you know, that's why we got Ricochet now, you know.
Yeah, they waited until Ricochet's contract was up to get him. They wanted him when they first started that, but he was under contract. Good old Prince Puma.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love Ricochet, man. He's one of my favorite guys to watch, you know, especially...
he had 2 weeks ago, him, Adam Cole, and Pete Dunne was fantastic.
And now he's still a TV champ, right?
North American champ.
Whatever. I don't know what belt they call it. You know, North America, it was a TV title.
Ricochet's a North American champ. Pete Dunne's been the UK champ for almost 2 years. Or a year and a half or something.
Like yeah, 530 days.
It's funny. Did you guys, during their actual program, they were like texting out things about, you know, they were like using stuff on their WWE network. They would pop up messages on my phone telling me what was going on. Pete Dunne defends his title or whatever, you know, it's like.
Well, they just did the UK show kicked off on the network on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like in the afternoon or something that they were taping it or whatever. And
they taped it a while ago. They were trying to get network television in the UK and they couldn't.
They were sending updates. But now they call it the NXT UK. Yes. Right? Yeah. So
they're going to try to work for NXT Germany as well.
Is it a completely different show than NXT?
Yep.
So they have another hour program on
it. It's another hour program, and it's a completely different talent roster other than the guys you have seen, like Mustache Mountain and Pete Dunne and stuff like that will be on there as well. But they have a whole bunch of guys contracted in the UK because they wanted to take on the World of Sport that started back up over there.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting that, and it's like, and these are guys are all that were in the UK heavyweight tournament. They all were signed to contracts under that, as well as some of them are on NXT. Now, I wouldn't be surprised to see, what's his name, Drake Evans or whatever? The guy with the Maverick. Yeah. That's it. I don't know why I called him Evans, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him pop in there once in a while too.
He's
that's
too busy with AOP and being the commissioner.
The little guy in between AOP. He is the Oreo in the middle, you know? Which that's what they look like when they come down. You have these two giant guys and this little dude in between them. He's one of my... Stop. I know you have to rub your eyes now. You got to burn that image out. But I loved when the one time we had him on the show, and he just was like so excited about everything in the world of pro wrestling, you know?
He's a huge fan.
Yeah, he was. And he's like, I'm just sitting around waiting for the next show, so call me anytime. It's like, I got his number someplace, but
I don't think he's allowed to talk to us
anymore. Yeah, I feel much like, you know, and it's
much
funny.
Like JB.
Well, I don't know if JB absolutely couldn't talk to us. It's just that I said, you know, do you have to talk to someone first before you come on? And he's like, I don't know. It's maybe. And then I didn't hear from him for a while. So, yeah, I don't want to cause any stirrings or any problems with any of those guys.
Tell him to ask Paul if he can talk to us.
Yeah, Paul. yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
H.
Yeah, you know.
Mr. H.
The man of three H's.
I think JB's kind of busy with this Matt Hardy Halloween special that we're going to get sometime real soon.
Well, it's supposed to become like a syndicated series, like a sitcom series.
Yeah, we'll see something soon about the network if you going to go to break on that. Maybe we'll come back and actually talk about Evolution a little bit.
Why, WWE hasn't.
I know. Okay, thank you. If everybody says that once during the show, then we just keep putting it off. But I had some discussions with Bob Matthews on Wednesday about it, and he goes, you know what? If they depended on money, that they wouldn't make any from this pay-per-view. And it's like, I'm kind of agreeing with him, you know?
There is news on the ticket sales, though.
We'll talk about that on the flip side. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
My eyes are like a crystal ball, and you are looking into the future. And the future is so clear. It all hinges on one universal truth. One that John Cena knows deep down in his soul. Everyone here knows. And that is that WWE stands for. I said WWE stands for.
And I really tried not to be judgmental, even though everything that the Divas era stood for made me sick to my stomach. Burn it down!
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Knock down doors.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Knock down doors.
My entire career, I've been knocking down doors. I've knocked down doors in judo, I knocked down doors in Strikeforce, I knocked down doors in the UFC, and now I'm knocking down doors here at home in the WWE. The only door you ever knocked down was the door to John Cena's bedroom.
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to The Clinic on Sports 1280 on WHTK.
Welcome. I had to use that. I missed that.
Great line.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Yes, Ronda Rousey. It was a good segment. As much as I don't want to hear the Bellas drone on, which they did for quite a while.
You want to hear something that'll scare you even more?
What's that?
So originally we were talking about how ticket sales weren't as fast as they expected for this Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah, it really was
slow.
Since
they announced the Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey match.
People want their money back?
No, they're selling faster and it looks like they're going to sell out easily.
Oh, well listen, if you base it on the Total Divas ratings, they've had every week they go down to the lowest possible rating they've ever had.
Yeah, they
want to
get Ronda on it for next season because they're down so far.
Ronda, whatever happened to Alexa Bliss on it? I've been watching kind of through this season. They brought back Paige. They're going through Paige's, many personal relationships. You know, on
they just
the show.
Have to watch which videos they show.
No.
Yeah, they actually cover that, Brian. If you watch the show, they actually have people like she's doing a signing outside of a store. She's walking in, and the guys go, "Hey, I like your movies."
Sorry, Cash, you're not going to get me to watch the show.
You got to watch it. Nope. That's the only good thing about the show is her, and everything else is completely contrived, though. You know, but there's no Alexa Bliss on it this season, and I'm not a fan of the Bella twins, none whatsoever. So, and it's like I hate the fact that as soon as the last pay-per-view ended, we had to insert them into every show, and now they come out and they're playing the heel, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, and you think it's going to sell out now? Well, you know what? At least the arena, they'll get some money. I have a feeling it'll be one of the record low watches on the network.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's going to be not only because of what we've been talking about, but they just haven't promoted it.
Let me tell you some of the names that have come out that aren't normal names that you're going to see on this show. And this is 1 week from tomorrow. We're going to see, well, of course, in the main event, Nikki Bella versus Ronda, then Charlotte versus Becky Lynch for the last woman standing will be the second time this has happened. Then we got Kairi Sane taking on Shayna Baszler for the NXT women's title. Now they have an NXT women's, UK women's title that to be determined each of the participants.
If you find spoilers, you can see who it's going to be, but they're doing a tournament on the show.
So. Yeah, and they also have like the Mae Young.
Know who the spoilers are if you look.
But these are some of the names, and listen, and I talked about this last week when I talking with Bob Matthews. He says there's a lot of people that might not recognize any of these names that are coming back to this pay-per-view. The Battle Royale is going to have Tori Wilson in it. Now, Tori Wilson looked really good when she was on the Raw 25th anniversary show.
She's Benjamin Button of women.
she's aging in reverse.
Yes.
Either that or she's got a great plastic surgeon.
Either way.
So we're going to get, I'm trying to see some other names that are popping out from classics that are going to be there. Michelle McCool's going to be on the show. I don't know if anybody remembers Michelle McCool.
She is the record holder for most eliminations in the women's Royal Rumble.
Okay. So we got that a year ago or earlier this year. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember when they used to wrestle, how bad it was when it was like those women.
That's why it's a battle royal.
You know, I always thought that her name was dumb until I heard what her real name was.
Yeah.
Barbie. Like, Barbie Blank.
Maybe Kelly isn't so bad.
We can't call you Barbie Blank, so we're going to call you Kelly. Kelly's so great that we named her twice, Kelly. Maria Kanellis, Molly Holly is going to be on the show. WWE Hall of Famer Ivory and WWE Hall of Famer Alundra Blaze. This was just announced a couple days ago that yes. Alundra Blaze is going to be on it.
She's going to take the title shot and drop it in the garbage afterwards.
Yeah, again. But then we got Mickie James and Alexa Bliss is going to be taking on Lita and Trish, which, you know, we've gotten two weeks in a row straight doses of promos cut between them. And it's like, it's not selling me on the show. I'll say that. I mean, you know, and it's like because, and that's the thing is like I said, when I was talking with Bob last week on his show, you bring back these names of people don't remember. There's a lot of new fans. Listen, John Cena even admitted in that interview I posted on the Facebook page, Pain Clinic Facebook page, that they're shooting, the age range now, they're shooting for Raw or for wrestling, WWE wrestling is between the age of six. And I mean, we're going up to like in the 30s for men. So,
covered.
But if you're
it's not weird yet.
But if you're like targeting, but 6 year olds aren't going to know any of these people. You've been to live events here in Rochester. Remember parents with all the kids and stuff? You know, it's like, you know, and they all come out and they want to get their, they want to get their Roman Reigns and their John Cena gear. And, you know, and they don't know who Tori Wilson is. And so you try to bring back these names and create some nostalgia with it because, like, yes, there's a 1.6 rating they've got, so that means in their heyday when they were 8.6, that there's 7 points of, you know, which is equivalent to millions and millions of people who've left the world of wrestling as fans, you know, and they think that they can regress them by bringing these names back, like Shawn Michaels. You know, Shawn Michaels officially announces to wrestle last week. And people are like, "Who is he? He hasn't wrestled in 8.5 years. They have no
Who's
idea."
Who's this old guy with no hair?
Yeah, you know, a band around his head.
And from the women's perspective, the whole way that they're wrestling now is so different. It wasn't about wrestling back then. So, what do you expect from most of these women?
Well, I think that's
back?
Why you're not seeing like a Sable on here or Deborah or stuff like that because they are completely the antithesis of what they're going for.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some. I mean, if they could dig up Moolah, you think they would? Maybe.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who did Victoria piss off?
Yeah, I know.
John
she's not.
Cena?
She is not.
Oh,
yeah, she's the one who did come out saying that she had messed around with him.
In OVW, though, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. That she, you
who
know,
cares if he was engaged?
She was on a break from her husband, and John Cena.
Actually,
you know,
I don't think he was anywhere near with his ex-wife yet.
Yeah,
that was Mickie James.
Yeah. don't want to talk about that. Yeah, Mickie James.
Ask Kenny Dykstra.
Yeah, Mickie James got hired back. Yeah, he's the one who told us about Mickie James. She never said anything about it. So this is going to be going on October 28th. That's 1 week from tomorrow, Long Island, New York. There are probably still tickets if you want to drive down there and see it in the Nassau Coliseum. Not going to go. I'm not going to go.
We have a prior engagement that evening.
That's right. Justin Timberlake is calling our name.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally, he called us up and was like, here, guys.
He goes, I'm not going to do any in sync, but why don't you guys come out and see me? It's like, what?
when did he come from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
He always acts like he's from New York.
Forget about it. Justin Timberlake.
Hey. Good question about that.
And the Cash impersonation wheel of disaster strikes again.
Yeah, I know. Stop it. I'm not the. Yeah. Listen, I will do not do Conor McGregor anymore. I promise.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Luddy.
He's like more gruff than that. But nevertheless, we'll watch the replay of it. I'm sure. Who knows? Maybe Justin will have it on the big screen when we're there. But the night before, of course.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
To justify us going to see Justin Timberlake, the night before we're going to see Metallica. Okay? So it's like two different worlds.
And the night after, we're going to see a Bills Monday night game.
Buffalo Bills Monday night. So it's going to be a great weekend next weekend. And it's a Halloween. It's probably the biggest weekend for Halloween parties.
Yeah, I know. I'm missing one to go see Metallica.
Yeah, 222-1280 Star. I'm curious. If you're going to dress up as a wrestler for Halloween, who are you dressing up as?
The Rock?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, who would you dress up as nowadays?
1997 Rock with the turtleneck, the fanny pack, and the gold chain.
With the Zubaz on. The Rock and Zubaz. Why don't we go to break on that? Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. I don't want to go back into break again with the Legend of Zelda music, so we're going to...
Are you ready for the Survivor Series?
Got old music. Going old school here. We'll be back on the flip side. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us. We do got a text. We'll go quickly. It's Austin Aries seems to get pissed off anytime the world doesn't revolve around him. Yeah, I can't disagree. I can't disagree either because he's been out of every company he's been with. So we'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 12.
I was too naive to see that you guys are the embodiment of a stereotype. DMBs. Do nothing Bellas. You guys weren't there to support me. You were there because there was a camera pointed at me, and never in my life have I seen such desperation for attention. I mean, the only thing you guys have ever done that has impressed me is how far you were actually able to go with the absolute minimum amount of talent.
Hey, this is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Now put your hands down. I'm the Cash Man. I'm with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke, Peter Burke here too, doing his own thing. And we're here talking the world of pro wrestling.
Hey, Cash, can I interrupt you for 1 second?
You may.
I just want to point out there is a local show going on today.
Is there?
At Pineapple Jack's. Doors open today at 5:30.
UPW's Halloween show.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll find out more, I guess, about next week's free show at the mall based on the results today. Our friend Colin Delaney will be wrestling today.
Very cool.
So stop on down. Doors open at 5:30. Gate opens 5:30. Show starts at 6. Number of good matches going on. And then next week they'll be at the Grease Ridge Mall doing a show a week from today from 4 to 6.
Is it 4 to 6 in the ass? So and I get out of work here. I can go see them 4 to 6 at Grease Ridge Mall wrestling.
They've sold out the front row seats, but... It is general admission, except for the front row. You can just get in. It's absolutely free.
If you walk into the mall and you see wrestling, you don't have to pay.
It'll be outside JCPenney in that big area in the center of the mall.
Oh, yeah?
And like I've said before, it's a great opportunity to see some local wrestling. If you've never seen it before,
If I'm in a mall and it's like the end of October, it's got to have a Halloween theme, but man, someone's got to come out as Santa Claus, and you got to just take them out.
Well, and then come on down to the theater when you're at the mall and meet Michael Kosky from The Walking Dead, Walker from The Walking Dead, for Flower City Minicon. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So everyone, there's going to be merch and stuff there?
Yeah, absolutely.
You buy like old comics and stuff? And...
Hopefully, yeah.
I'm planning on that. So cool. Check that out next weekend at the Grease Ridge Mall, Grease Ridge Center, what do they call it?
Mall at Grease Ridge Center.
Mall at Grease Ridge Center. Because at one time, it used to be Grease Ridge Mall was separate from the other place.
Yeah, I thought they were going to call it the Long Greasy Mall, but they decided not to.
The Long Greasy Mall. Welcome to Grease. Cool. That's next. But tonight, yeah, definitely go down to Pineapple Jack's and check out the wrestling action in town here. Come on. I mean, I would say dress up as your favorite wrestler as you go. You know, or your favorite UFC guy. You can do Conor McGregor if you want, you know. I did it. I'm sorry. I lied. Why? I couldn't even go a segment without trying to do that. You know, but, yeah, listen, with all the UFC guys getting offered contracts to the WWE, I might as well mention them, you know. Speaking of, Daniel Cormier, who is currently the heavyweight champion in UFC, he has plans once his career. He's got one or two more fights, and then when he's done fighting, he says he wants to come in and be a commentator for WWE. He does a great job on UFC. If you ever see the
guys, actually, I will give that to him. He does a very good job when they do the talking with him and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so. He does a great job. So he wants to come in and be a commentator. I say kudos to him. I mean, maybe he wants to wrestle too, but I think, and eventually that kind of happens with most commentators. If you come in and you have an athletic background, they're going to work you into a program with somebody. You know, I was just talking with somebody about the time I met someone always asked me, what was the worst interview you ever had on this show? I said it was with Raven because he was being literal on everything we said and, you know, would be a jerk in his answers.
The one backstage at ECW?
No, this was when he was wrestling for the WWE here in Rochester. It was a SmackDown show, and Jerry the King Lawler and him were, or him and Taz, I think Jerry the King Lawler and Taz were, Taz was trying to mess with Jim Ross. And Jerry the King Lawler stuck up for him. Yeah. And so they had a series of matches at that time. And so I was thinking, you know, Jerry the King Lawler, he was coming in as a commentator, but they used him as a wrestler. So I could see Daniel Cormier eventually getting into the ring.
As long as he doesn't take Renee Young's spot, I'm okay with it.
Renee Young's okay. I just don't like how she tiptoes around her relationship with her husband, who's on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I don't mention that at all.
That'd be uncomfortable.
I don't like that. I mean, I wish that, you know, one time she didn't say anything the whole time he was out there, which was fine. But it's like he
marches to his own drum and he shows up late. And
yeah, I haven't seen him in two.
You ride in with him?
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. That's what she said. Yeah. You know, it's like you're married. If that was going on, this is not a great.
Well, that
marriage.
Was previous when she wasn't on the air all the time on the same show. She didn't see him for 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, yeah, and that's, you know, he marches by the beat of his own drum. He's, you know, he's on lunatic time. You know, but I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening to her. It's like, you know. You know, you're selling goods that we know you're married, okay? It's not, you know, it's that's probably one bad thing about it. It's just she's got to talk about her husband while these matches are going on and stuff. That's one thing I don't like. But, she's good. No, I enjoy, you know, and she's a Toronto product, so you got to like her because she's not far. She wasn't far from here when she got into the business, so. But she's doing a great job. And, yeah, I think Cormier, we put him on SmackDown, I'm guessing, get rid of somebody. He's got a lot of personality himself, so. Listen to the next time he's doing the UFC. He does like the pay-per-views as well as like the freebies.
The Fox stuff he was doing.
He definitely does the Fox stuff. And yeah, he just, I mean, as much as everyone loves Joe and they like Mike Greenberg or Goldberg, I mean, he's a great replacement for when Goldberg left. So him and Dominic Cruz, who's another one of my favorite announcers too, and a great fighter too. So, but we were just talking about him coming over, which is pretty cool. They finally announced that Matt Riddle was signed. They've had a whole list of names this past Thursday that they announced signed recently, and two of them were people who were on Impact Wrestling. They had Mia Yim, who she was Jade on Impact, and they had Chelsea Green, who was Laura Von Ness, who actually was kind of like a crazy girl on that show.
Who was also on All In.
She was on All
In.
And
she is also dating Zack Ryder.
Oh, that's right. She's the one, yeah. She's like the girl who comes out and has like the lipstick all over her face because she's like crazy.
She doesn't look like that anymore.
It shows you that when you're crazy, you can't put lipstick on. It's got to be all over your face like clown makeup, you know?
Yeah, she doesn't look like that anymore.
But she's very pretty.
She's not even blonde anymore.
She's not blonde anymore?
No, she has dark hair now. In the recruit picture, she was a brunette.
I don't recognize a lot of these other people's names that they announced signed.
Luis Martinez is Punishment Martinez.
Oh, okay. That's Punishment Martinez. We talked about that last week that he's been officially signed.
Yes.
And I'm not sure. I know there's another guy who is like the son of somebody, Hector Guerrero. One of the Guerrero's sons has been signed too. So I'm not sure if it was which one. I'll probably look it up later. But yeah, they signed a whole bunch of people to NXT.
But a bunch of these guys, like Mia Yim's, was on the tapings that they did Wednesday for NXT, so she'll be on TV shortly.
And I think Riddle. That's when he's
Matt Riddle's been. He's going to be feuding with Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
They've been building
everybody's,
that up.
Everybody's,
but he's been doing the house shows.
Everybody starts with Cassius Ohno, don't they?
Well, Cassius Ohno's been calling him out, asking
Well, he was ringside at the last TakeOver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we knew he had signed and everything. So another interesting thing, and we don't got a lot of time left, We're talking about WrestleMania 35 a little bit, and this came out this past week that originally it was supposed to be Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. Now they're thinking about doing a Ronda Rousey Becky Lynch match,
which they should.
Yeah, now that would be the two champs.
Yes,
at the moment they're both the champs. Becky Lynch is a hot commodity right now.
This is how they would. I could see them setting up this way: Becky Lynch eventually drops the belt to Charlotte, and then wins the Women's Royal Rumble and calls out Ronda Rousey the next night on Raw.
So very interesting. I think that definitely. I would rather see
Becky Lynch is probably their best character right now.
Yeah, I know. You got to go with a hot hand right now. I mean, look what she did with Edge on SmackDown. I mean, Edge came out and, you know, he was the moral compass in the whole Becky Lynch.
Which is weird enough as it is.
I know, yeah. Right. Yeah, moral compass, the guy who cheated on, got Lita, went after Lita when she was dating Matt Hardy and, caused all these problems with him. And then now he's the moral compass when it comes to, you know, telling her that she better, like, ease back and keep her friends close because when you get to the end of the day and you have all the championships and you have no one to share them with, it's like, okay. And then freaking Becky Lynch came back and just stuck him a knife in his back. It was an incredible. It was a great.
Or maybe
segment.
His neck would be more appropriate.
It could be his neck as he's bending over, getting out of the ring. it was definitely a good segment. So if you missed that this past week on SmackDown, but they're making some changes to WrestleMania already. You know, some of the plans. I mean, I've still heard that it's The Rock and Roman Reigns. So
yeah, I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. We'll see what happens. You know, things do change. You know, I mean, maybe Daniel Bryan can get on fire again. Right now, I can't wait to see him and AJ Styles. That's gonna burn the house down.
I have a feeling you'll see Daniel Bryan versus The Miz at WrestleMania for the title.
Oh, you think The Miz isn't done with him? I think
The Miz is gonna win the title off AJ at some point.
I think the Miz right now, there's something going on with him where he's like making a movie or something, so he can't commit his time to all the TV every week. So that's why they weren't going to let him go.
A stupid reality show.
Yeah, aren't they taping his show right now?
Not another Marine.
Yeah, it could be the Marine.
The Marine 72.
The Marine with Shawn Michaels. Maybe Triple H will be in this one too. You know. I don't know. Shawn Michaels.
Too.
But it's funny seeing, you know, they showed the preview for it a couple weeks ago, and Shawn Michaels had all that hair still, you know, and now you see him on Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago, and he has, like, none of that hair. 222-1280, star 12. We're just about done. I don't know why I'm giving out the phone number. I want to thank Fats for the, he has a How to Talk Like Conor McGregor. Repeat, whale, oil, beef, hooked.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Well, on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. It'll be Halloween weekend. We're definitely going to talk about some wrestling Halloween costumes next week. Maybe we'll all come in our favorite, you know, we can like take pictures and stuff and be our favorite wrestler for Halloween next Saturday.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them are pretty easy to do.
That's the ticket.
You just come in your tidy whiteys or something. Thank you so much.
Cash is going to be doing the show by himself next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Check out all our old shows on thepainclinic.net. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook and watch like we've been the past hour here. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.